In this bulletin, the Queensland government approves Adani's coal mine. The jobless rate remains unchanged, and the Matildas gear up to face Brazil at the Women's World Cup in France. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Adani has been given the go-ahead to start building its controversial Carmichael coal mine after the Queensland government issued the last major approval. The state's Environment Department has signed off on a plan to manage groundwater on and around the site. That's despite concerns held by some water experts that the mine could kill off an ancient springs complex and have dire effects on the health of the Carmichael River. Work could start on infrastructure within days, but the company still needs further approvals before it can mine coal for export. State Environment Minister Leanne Enoch says today's decision is backed by expert advice.
The Groundwater Dependent Ecosystem Management Plan is a critically important document, which puts in place safeguards for the protection of groundwater in the project area, including the Doomabella Springs complex. Assessment of the groundwater plan has been subject to a thorough scientific process.
Australia's unemployment rate remains unchanged at 5.2% in May. Figures from the Bureau of Statistics show 42,300 jobs were created in the month, with the vast majority, 94%, being part-time positions. The participation rate rose to a record high of 66%. And that's the number of people in the workforce and actively looking for work. Employment Minister Michaela Cash says the economy is creating record jobs.
So 1.4 million jobs have been created since the Coalition was elected to office in 2013. The unemployment rate today remains steady at 5.2%, but the economy continues to create jobs. And that is why we are just getting on with what the Australian people elected us to do, and that is, of course, act in their best interests.
But Labor's industrial relations spokesman, Tony Burke, says the government isn't doing enough to help people secure full-time work.
Of the people who got work in the last month, almost 95% of them did not get full-time jobs. Now, no doubt in those figures there are some people who wanted casual or part-time work. But a large number of those Australians would be Australians aspiring to full-time work who cannot find it under the policies of this government.
Liza Harvey has been elected as opposition leader and leader of the Liberal Party in Western Australia. It follows the resignation of Mike Nathan from the job on Wednesday night. Ms. Harvey becomes the first female Liberal leader in WA. She says she's proud to be the first woman elected into that role, and she's also promised to hold the government to account.
I'm really angry at the way that the government has been behaving. They have complete contempt for the parliament. They have complete contempt for transparency processes that are in place to hold them accountable. They withhold information, they don't release information that they should be releasing, and that to me tells me that they're doing things that they want to hide from scrutiny. So, you know, we will be scrutinising everything that the government does.
In football, there's doubt over whether Matildas defender Claire Polkinghorne will be able to take her place in the Australian lineup for tomorrow's Women's World Cup match against Brazil. Vice-captain Steph Catley is an option to move from her usual fullback spot into a centre-back position to replace Polkinghorne if she can't play due to a sore hamstring. Catley says the Australian defence, under particular pressure after Australia's defeat to Italy in their opening game of this World Cup, is still confident.
That is obviously a possibility. We haven't finalised everything just yet, but that's a role that I know how to play. And if I'm needed there, then I can definitely step in there and do a role. But, you know, we've got an experienced backline, so we've still got the cool, calm, collected heads in there that can control the backline no matter who's in there.
Well, now we'll look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth showers and 19 degrees. Adelaide also showers and 16. Melbourne a shower or two and 16 degrees. Hobart similar conditions and 14. Canberra early fog, 14 degrees. Wollongong partly cloudy, 19. Sydney much the same, 20. Newcastle mostly sunny and 20. Brisbane partly cloudy, 26. Cairns a shower or two, 26. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.